KJ coming up in a moment, and it was just brought to my attention. I guess he's a diehard Atlanta Braves fan.
Is he?
How do you grow up in England, now you work in Canada, and you're a Braves fan?
I have no idea.
How does that ask him?
I would not have thought of Christian Jack and the Atlanta Braves in the same sentence. They just don't compute to me.
Well, we'll get his take on what went down last night. First pitch of the game. Well, not the first pitch of the game, I guess, but first pitch for Urena.
Not at bat, yeah.
First at bat for the Braves. And Acuña, who had hit, what, three games in a row, a home run in the first at bat, and like two or three in a row off the first pitch.
Exactly.
And this kid is a burgeoning superstar. He's probably going to win Rookie of the Year. The Braves are a really good, surprising team this year. And Urena, there's no explanation for it. Like, if Acuña was showboating or was talking smack in between games, before games, after games, or whatever, I still wouldn't be able to justify it, but I could understand it. I could be like, yeah, I guess I get it. That's the old school way and whatever. But just simply because the guy's bat is red hot, you lay into him with a 97-mile-an-hour fastball.
I don't understand it. He's hurting us. Let's hurt him. I mean, we've seen it before. It's not like it
not
doesn't
the first
happen.
Time.
It's not the first time that a hot hitter has been, you know, absolutely drilled.
And you could just pitch around him. I don't know. I would think you're the Miami Marlins. You're terrible. You're not going anywhere. If you're Urena, wouldn't you want the opportunity to strike him out? Like, challenge yourself, because you're not playing for wins and losses.
Well,
that, to me,
point.
Would be a great opportunity to be like, I'll show you.
Well, yeah, it's an absolute cop-out from Urena. Instead of challenging him, you took the easy way out. And by the way, now you're going to get suspended for it.
Yeah, well, exactly. And we'll see what Major League Baseball has in store on that. Here's our TSN soccer analyst, Christian Jack. So, KJ, take us through this. How did you become a fan of the Braves?
Well, I worked at CNN in the 90s, and the 90s were a good time to be a Braves fan. So, certainly weren't jumping on the bandwagon, but a big sports fan coming from England in his late teens who falls in love with a sport, and they're down the street. You put the rest together, and I guess, it's never gone away, but, you know, it was a special time in the 90s when I was there, but I've been through some very, very long, long years in the last few years. You know, I have to go back to, I think, what is it, 2000, the Astros series, 2005, really, where we actually have ever won anything. So it's been a long time.
Yeah, tough run. And now you got this Acuña Jr. kid up here who's a stud, and the Braves are pursuing a playoff spot for the first time in a long time. And good news for Braves fans are the kid's playing tonight. He's back in the lineup, so he's not expected to go on the DL or be out long term. But were you holding your breath last night?
Yeah, so I'll take you through it. So I have the package here. Every Braves game without fail is on in my house at night. My son just loves it. We were there just over 2 weeks ago after my World Cup break. I got down to Atlanta to take in a couple of games for the new ballpark. So we are well in. We are well invested in this team. And last night, obviously, as we'll get to in a second, I'm at BMO Field doing the Canadian Championship Final between TFC and the Whitecaps. So one of the few games I haven't seen from the Braves over the last few weeks. And then I get a message from my dad, who's also a Braves fan. I've been spent some time in Atlanta himself, and then, you know, suddenly the worst goes through your mind. Acuña Jr. was already hurt already this season, and when he was injured, the Braves were nowhere near the same. And since he's gone into the leadoff spot, you know, he's just taken off. I think it's five, you know, home runs right from the leadoff spot already this season. So, it was scary, you know. And as you guys just rightly said, you know, I think Freddie Freeman called it gutless after the game, and Freddie's as vanilla as they come. You know, he rarely ever has an opinion, which is a good thing sometimes. But, you know, whenever you're getting called out by Freddie Freeman, I don't think you've got anybody else on your side. And as someone who just loves the sport, I think it's fascinating the outcry afterwards, really. That's almost as fascinating now as the actual incident itself, because you've got this battle between old school and new school, and you've got, you know, guys who just, like, you know, Keith Hernandez on the Mets broadcast last night. It was just so out of his depth, in my opinion, calling out that this is what they should have done and they needed to do it. And thankfully now you've got, you know, shows like yourselves, which is progressive, and you've got even people like Don Mattingly, Donnie Baseball, who's the Marlins manager, last night saying there's just nothing you can say to defend it. So hopefully the old school is being filtered out very quickly and the new school is getting where it needs to be, because I've never really truly understood this old school method anyway. What's stopping the guy going up with his bat and just smashing the baseball pitcher over his arm, if that's the case? So,
I like that. Defining our show as a very progressive show.
I was going to say.
Thanks, KJ.
Hey, anytime, pal. You know why I speak the truth when it comes to you guys.
That's
you guys
right, really, man. You guys always. Always. So you mentioned you were down at BMO last night. Before we get to the home side, Alphonso Davies played, and we've been speaking a lot about him recently. And for those of you not familiar, he's a teenager. He plays out of Vancouver. He's going to be on loan over in Bayern Munich, so he's heading over to Europe. And I think the most highly touted young Canadian soccer player of my lifetime. I don't think there's anyone that even comes close. What did you see out of him, and what are your expectations once he finally does get back over or go over to Europe?
Yeah, a lot of layers to this. Like, I thought last night was clearly a difficult match for him. Lots of reasons. I mean, we were there in Vancouver last week for the first leg, picked up what was described as a mild groin strain, I think, upon reflection. And they did the right thing. They gave him his medical and they gave him a fitness test at 3 o'clock in the day of the game, and they declared him fit. But I don't think he quite looked the match peak that he has done over the last few months. And obviously, we'll get to the game in a second, but it just wasn't the kind of game that really allowed him to kind of showcase his skills and do what he needed to do. And TFC deserves some quality and credit for that, because they knew how to stop him breaking his stride, so to speak, in those transitions and getting men around him as soon as he received the ball and not allowing him to do his best. So I think TFC did a good job on that. But as for your second question, expectations, you know, like you said, we're all truly very excited about him. I think when you've got a 17-year-old being bought by Bayern Munich at a team that has just been known over the years to be one of the best teams in world football to develop youngsters at a high level, the standard of coaches there are second to none. And, you know, there are people who have been negative and saying he's not going to get any minutes there. I disagree with that. I'll say this. I think that Bayern Munich they're used to winning league titles every single year and quite comfortably most of the time as well. And the positive thing to come out of that is that there are certain matches during that league campaign where you can give these guys like Davies and other young players that they've since taken on board their opportunity to play. And I just hope that that will happen. I think it'd be very important for him to maintain the progress while he's at Bayern Munich. Yes, he might get a loan elsewhere to a different German club at some point, but long term, I think the more minutes he gets as a Bayern Munich player, the better, because nobody will care about his development more than them. And the loan team, for the loan team he goes to, they'll just be seen as being a placeholder for him to give him minutes. So it's exciting, as you said. You know, nobody else has come along at this level of Canadian soccer ever at his age. To be 17 is truly remarkable, and what I've seen over him over the last 3 or 4 months is just a player full of confidence who just continues to blow away teams at this Major League Soccer level.
So, KJ, I mean, put this into perspective for us, because in a lot of ways this has been a dismal TFC season. Obviously, they're riding 10th in the 11-team Eastern Conference in Major League Soccer. And yet, they have this bright spot last night where they win the Canadian Championship and they advance into the CONCACAF Champions League again. So, you know, fans of sports where there's just one prize, you know, whether it's a Stanley Cup or the World Series, or, you know, they have a hard time, I think, understanding how do you sort of rationalize a season where you didn't win the big prize, you're not going to win the MLS Cup, but you won a prize. What does this mean?
Well, I think it's one of those where, Dave, we can't really evaluate it individually until we find out what the total conclusion is of this summer and this season. I think, look, if they go on and they don't make the playoffs at the end of this season and they turn around and say, well, we won the Canadian Championship and we've made the CONCACAF Champions League next year, that's not good enough.
Right.
You know, you're not spending $25 million, you know, approximately per season on players to just not make the playoffs at 6 teams out of 11 in a very average Eastern Conference, by the way. So, look, ultimately the goal is to still win MLS Cup. Now, they may not win it, but the journey, what they take in October, November, and possibly December will define their year. Now, they should be winning Canadian championships. Then they did do that last night, and they won it handedly, and every credit to them. They haven't played at that level. I don't think they played at that level the last 15 minutes, by the way, but, you know, you've got a 4-goal lead at that point. It can kind of sympathize a little bit and say they took the foot off the pedal, quite to speak. So,
sure.
Look, they need to get to a level where they played, you know, the way that they played for 60 minutes last night. They need to get to that level every week. And the problem they've got right now is they haven't got a good balance about the team at the moment. They continue to concede goals, and they've not reached that level. But what we continue to see from this TFC team is at the highest level when they're playing these big games, CONCACAF Champions League, Canadian Championship Finals, MLS Playoffs, they deliver on the big stage. Last night, I think it was their 13th out of the last 14 two-legged games where they've got through, and the only one they didn't was the final down in Mexico when they got beat in the shootout. So they didn't even lose that over total scores either. So if they can get to the playoffs, and it remains a big if, but if they can get to the playoffs and they've got some big games coming up down the stretch, then they will be a team across the East that people will fear. David Villa told me that on Sunday when he was here with New York City FC. He said, I think they'll be there and I think we're going to play them. So there's still this expectation that they can step up and deliver. But they've got to do it. And that being said, if they don't do it, then like I said, there'll be time for reevaluation because this ownership group doesn't spend that amount of money to miss a playoff.
Always great catching up with you, buddy. We appreciate it. Good luck with the Braves down the stretch run, and we'll bug you again down the road.
Always enjoy it. They'll be in my TV at 7:35. Braves Rockies tonight.
You got it, man. There he is. Christian Jack, our TSN soccer analyst and resident diehard Braves fan.